محمد رسول الله.
Before I came to Islam, my life was really kind of focused on drink, drugs, having fun. The whole kind of purpose of life was just to have fun, have a laugh. And it's just a way of kind of making your life bearable until you die. I tended to kind of be in a kind of heavy metal crowd, hanging around a lot of people with similar interests, which weren't always the best company to keep. My first experience of seeing Muslims was the 9/11 attacks. I remember I was quite young at the time and I wasn't completely aware of what was going on. In fact, I ran to one of my friends after seeing the news report, and I told him that the tourists had declared war on America, because I'd never heard of terrorists before. As the war was unfolding and I was seeing more and more about the war in Afghanistan, I started understanding that these people were Muslims, and that the Muslims were doing these horrible atrocities across the world. So from that kind of media bombardment, I started getting a strong hatred for Muslims. So much, in fact, I tried to join the army 3 times with the goal of wanting to go over there and kill as many of these people as I could to do my bit for the country and to make it a bit safer for my family. I thought they were kind of the big evil of the world. I started hearing a bit more about Islam. It was the last time I was applying for the army. I came across this radio station. It was at a time when I was listening to conspiracy theory radio and things like this. And it was a radio station from the American government called Terror Talk. And it was talking about the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It just didn't sound right to me that people would follow him from all these evil things they were saying about him. So I started to question what Muslims believed at that time. I was on a spiritual search anyway. At the time, I was looking into Norse mythology and paganism, and one of my friends turned to me and said, before you decide on this paganism thing, have a look around a bit more. So I came across kind of Muslims on the internet. I think one of the first people I saw on the internet was Baba Ali. He broke the stereotype of Muslims for me. I was surprised that there was this guy who was funny and he was very laid back. He wasn't with a big beard shouting, you know, kill the kafir and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then I eventually picked up the Quran from my college. When I had it, I actually thought I was picking up a terrorist handbook, and I was a bit worried that MI5 were going to come after me as soon as they saw me take it out of the library. But as soon as I started reading the book, it hit me immediately. And I couldn't stop reading it. It sank deep into my heart. And as I kept continuing through the different surahs, I remember reading about the people in the fire having boiling water to drink, burning their throats. And as I could read this and I was living this awful life, I could feel my throat burning, and I could feel kind of how real this thing was and how I had to change. The first day I went to the mosque, I spent all day there reading, and my mum called me in the evening and asked me, you know, where had I been all day. And I said I was at a mosque. She's like, what? No. You can't be at a mosque. You're a Christian. Christians don't go to mosques. And she was very, very shocked and thought I was going down a bad, bad path. That was my mum's original reaction. After a while, she started to accept it. She'd done a lot of crying. I'm not too sure why she was crying. I think she felt I was rejecting everything she'd taught me. A lot of people say when they find Islam, it's as if they've come home. And that's just the feeling I get. It's as if me in the past wasn't me at all. I was being controlled by something else. Only good things have happened since I've become Muslim. My life is sorted out, and I've never had so much going on in my life at one time. If I was going to give advice to someone else who is thinking about Islam, I'd definitely tell them to come to the mosque and speak to a man of knowledge, not search the internet for the answers. There are some good things on the internet, but when you don't know anything about Islam, you can't judge what is right and what is wrong. So it's much better to speak to someone, spend time with the Muslims. I spent many weeks in their company, and you get an understanding of who they are and what kind of quality of people they are. Don't be afraid of what your family think. I've had many people, and myself as well, was worried about what my parents would think. And at the end of the day, if Islam is for you, it's for you. You can just hope the best for your parents will come afterwards.